All right, this is Ryan coming at you again live, podcast number 96, and I got a lot of great response the last time when I did the Facebook live up on my recording. Excuse the beard, it's, you know, it is what it is, long work week. But what I wanted to say is, how many other people watch that madness at the White House? That's one thing. I try not to get into too many political issues, but that was crazy. I've never seen anything like it in all the years that I've been on Earth. Also, I would like to say Monday, January 11th, will be my birthday. It will be make 56 years that I've been on this Earth, and it's a blessing. Because the life that I led as a youth growing up where I did, I was always told I would never live to see 18. So here I am at 56, on a house, a business, bills, debt, family, kids, everything. So normal citizen. So it was great to prove police, judges, teachers, neighbors, adults, everybody who told me that I would never make it. Not only did I make it, I'm doing pretty well for myself. So that shows you what you can accomplish if you believe in yourself. So I got asked a lot the last one. I only did one other live podcast, and people were like, well, what is it? Are you making a video? It's like I have a podcast, you know, and I try to record it every week. Today is Saturday, January 9th, I believe. Yeah, January 9th. So I'm recording this. If you go to any of your platforms that carry podcasts, I'm pretty much on all of them. Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, you know, podbean.com is my host. So if you go on there, it'll show, it usually keeps SoundCloud, Spotify. It usually keeps a copy of all of the recordings that I have done. So you can listen to this current one, or you can go back and you can listen to any of the episodes. I have 96. This is number 96 today. So if you want to see just how much I sucked when I first started doing my podcast, go to episode number one, listen to it, and you'll say, wow, this guy's made a lot of progress. Because me, myself, I never believe. What's up, Doug? Happy birthday. My buddy Doug, his birthday is today. He's listening, and my birthday is Monday, actually. It'll be on Monday. So, happy birthday to you, Doug, and, you know, great year. God bless us with another year. So, but like I said, this is, it's more than just a video. Even though I got a lot of great response on a video, it's a weekly podcast that I do. I ask people to, hey, Michelle, I ask people to tune in and listen to the podcast, download it if you like it. I have a lot of downloads. It's actually a really good response. I ran into one friend who told me, said, if nothing else over the years, you still can run your mouth. So I was happy about that, I guess. You know, I guess that's a compliment. But what I wanted to say is that this podcast today is going to be about forgiveness. It's a thing that we tend to take for granted. They say forgiving someone or holding a grudge against someone is like you drinking poison and hope they die. It doesn't work. I ran across an individual who from the start, even to this day, I had a tremendous amount of respect for. I don't believe that Ratio would still be in existence today if not for this individual. His name is Glenn Sampson. So y'all hit up his Facebook page and tell him y'all heard me talk about him. But, you know, me and him talked, and he, you know, God works in great ways. And It was funny because the other day, a few days ago, I had went over to the building that I had just moved from to check my mailbox. It wasn't planned to go there. I'm one of them Negroes that's from the hood, and the police was riding behind me. And whether I've done something or not, I always turn. I don't like them riding behind me. And I do that all the time. It's just the old habit. And I turned, and I was on the street, Ridge Road in Homewood. And I said, okay, well, since I'm over here, let me go and check my mailbox. So I go inside. I check my mail. I come out. And, you know, the speed limit on Ridge Road is, you know, 40 miles an hour. So this truck was going past, and they blew the horn. I didn't know what it was. And, you know, I didn't even know if he was blowing the horn towards me. But the truck pulls over, and Glenn gets out. And that tells you, and he said that's a road that he never takes. And he was on his way, I think he was on his way home. So that tells you how God works. You know, it's like neither one of us are normally over there. And we just happened to be there at the same time. And him going 40 miles an hour notices me standing in the front of the building. If he would have came past 5 seconds later, he would have saw me. I would have been in my truck and I would have been gone. So that was an occurrence that was aligned by a higher power. But, you know, Glenn used to work for me and he left. And for, I guess, 18 years, I've always felt like, okay, you know, he wanted to do his own thing. He up and left. But when me and him talked, he said in all his time, he just wanted an apology. And I'm like, well, apology for what? And he had reminded me that I had went through a tough period when I first started, and I had written him a check or two that didn't clear. I always take care of them, but it's still, it's just not a good professional thing. And I had totally forgot that around the time those things happened. Now, anytime you hear a story, you hear one side of the story because both people are not there. I also believe that there were some things that were said and done, and he says those things were done because of what I caused, which was step one. So which is worse, step one or step two? I always believe step one is always better because that starts everything in motion. And so I apologize because I did feel, once he reminded me, even to this day, I feel bad. You know, that's just something you don't want to do in business, especially to your employees. It messes with the morale. So I apologize, and as he told me, you know, everything is fine. We, you know, no problems with me and him, and we've always respected each other. We had a lot of fun, and like I said, when I started Ratio, he was such an integral part in us getting started and not going through a period where you had to adjust and grow. We just jumped in and instantly taking off. And then we were doing this at a time, you know, 97, 98, when personal training wasn't as popular. So I'm always thankful for that. He's always been a good guy. I definitely don't like the part that I played in us separating. But sometimes God has a better plan because when he left, I replaced him with GA. And at the time, there were not a lot of women trainers. It was very rare to find a woman trainer back in 97, 98. But I replaced him when he left with her. And she's a great trainer. She brings a great women clientele to Ratio 1-to-1. She puts a woman touch on it. And 85% of our clientele is women. And she's been in love with my life for, you know, 17, 18 years. And the happiness, that I felt in 18 years and her going through the ups and downs with me and always being there, it's just a different level of, success to me. Happiness, you can never buy happiness. It's there or it's not. And if I would have, If I believe that if I were to remain in that situation, I wouldn't have had a reason to hire another trainer, and I would have never met her. So although I do feel bad about the part that I played in that, it opened up a door. Sometimes God knows best. It opened up a door that 18 years later, I'm happier than I've ever been. I mean, I was married at the time and going through a divorce, and so was she. But we built something and remained really, really good spouses and business partners and trainers. And it's something that I've always wanted in my life, and I felt that it would be the difference between success and not success. I've worked with her. She's went on to go from a overweight mom of three with high cholesterol to a IFBB figure pro, competitor. So we both achieved a lot of great things, and I don't believe those things would have happened. But I talk about forgiveness. I know that I always felt I had the worst father in the world. He was never there in my life. I don't recall anything about him, but he died maybe, 10 years ago, maybe? So a few years before he died, he was real sick. So I used to go see him, just take my son. My son wanted to see him. And I learned to forgive him. I actually told him that, I found that he did the best that he could with what he had to work with, which is what we all do. We all made mistakes when we were younger that we would not repeat those mistakes if we had it to do over again. I don't believe that I would be the father that I am. My son, my older kids tell me I suck, but my son who lives with me, who's 25, he tells me I'm the greatest dad that ever lived. I don't know about all that. I think I could be a lot better. But I don't believe that I would be the person that I am if I had not forgave, my father, because that felt like an 800-pound gorilla off my back. So it allowed me to take the things that had hurt me so much as a child and apply those things to my child, which turned out to be invaluable. Same thing as a spouse. But there was a lot of tendencies that he had that I had, and I was never around him. So DNA is a motherfucker. But I learned to forgive him. And that made me a better person. I'm working through situations now. I'm a lot older, and I'm starting to see and understand the power of forgiveness. It's a powerful thing, and it relieves so much from your life that I think, it's definitely a thing that has changed my life for the better. So I urge anyone that, sometimes, like the incident with Glenn, this was a 18-year situation where I felt one way, but the truth of the matter was another way. So if he had not took the initiative to hunt me down, see me on Facebook, run into me one day, which he said God told him he would run into me one day, and what he wanted to say to me, he wanted to say face to face. So I believe all those things happen, and like I said, at that time, I was a different person. I'm a different person now. But I definitely feel better that me and him ironed it out. I was able to apologize for the part that I played in. And there's still some issues that I felt from his end that whatever, But as I always say, step one starts the momentum to the rolling. And step one was my fault, and I apologize for it. But sometimes things turn out for the better. So God, in his infinite wisdom, he knows what he's doing. So I urge and I beg anyone that has this harshness towards anybody, friends, parents, grandparents, relatives, whoever, be the bigger person and apologize. And you may find out that that person was really just waiting on that. No one's trying to rekindle friendships or rebuild or whatever, but it just, it's a feeling of relief off your shoulders that you would not believe. And that started the wheel, Glenn started the wheels for me rolling to, there's a few people that I feel I need to connect and let them know that some of the things I did, I'm sorry for. You know, I'm not that person, so I don't ever want to be judged as the person that I was, you know, 25, 26, 27. I'm 56 years old on Monday, and I've learned a lot. I've grew a lot. I understand more about life, people, and what's important. So I urge a lot of other people to. It's a great feeling. I tell you, it's one of the best feelings I've ever had in my life of being able to forgive, you know, to make amends with a person and learn and understand what it was that you did. It takes two people to create a situation. I had totally forgot I did what I did. So there was only one person dealing with this situation. And even he told me he feels a lot better now. And that's great. You know, that's great. You never want somebody to go through life. You never know when we're not going to be here tomorrow. And they're harboring these things that you totally forgot about. Or even if it's things that you remember. Make amends, make it happen, you know, and just be a man or woman. And just, you know, take care of it. Nip it in the bud. It'll make you a better person, like it did for me when I forgave my dad. It'll make you a better person. So until next week, I appreciate everybody listening to it. I appreciate everybody that watched me on my hosting on Facebook. And until next week, this is your man saying, go out and forgive somebody. Make a old friend a new friend. And until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, signing out. Peace.